The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Tom, the man from Snow River Festival, kicked off over the weekend and was once again a raging success with whopping numbers heading out to, watch it go down, 20,000 people. 20,000 people.
Huge.
Flocked, they said, so over the four-day festival. And congrats to John Mitchell, Toomer's John Mitchell, who took out the prize for being the biggest and best and baddest cowboy going around. But, Tom, looking at these photos of some incredible shots, one from Mark Jesser, our buddy at the Border Mail, on page 8 and 9 of the Border Mail, incredible shots, and some of them are of some beautifully majestic horses. Yes, thank you. And it's reminded me of a debate that we have had for a long time.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you know what it is.
Yes.
It is still yet to be settled, and maybe once and for all now, you can look at these photos of the Border Mail. Look at these photos.
Before you go to that, Ali, let's remind people of what the debate was. This is back from February last year. There's no way that that's the coolest farm animal.
I'm like, no, well, easily, what's going to be cooler than a horse? And inconceivably, Tom said that, no, what's cooler than a horse is
a cow.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! There's no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen, that a cow is cooler than a horse.
I cannot believe this. So, just boring. It's weird. 13, 12, 16, you have to get involved with this to settle, because Tom and I can't settle it alone. We've tried. So 13, 12, 16, what do you think? What is a cooler animal, a horse or a cow? Tom, look me in the eye, and then look at this photo from the Border Mail in the eye of these horses, and tell me these animals are not way cooler than a cow. Look, there's one. Here's another one. Look at this guy, John Mitchell, winning the man.
13, 12, 16.
Look at
what's
that.
Cooler, a horse or a cow?
Look at it.
We need to finalise this debate once and for all.
What do you see there?
A horse.
A great horse.
Emily, you're a fan of cows, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Emily, you can honestly look yourself in the face and say a cow is cooler than a horse.
Yes, a cow is a lot cooler than a horse.
I can't believe it.
Emily, you go. Go. What did you used to do?
I'm a dairy farmer, so we have cows.
Yeah. Well, you got a vested interest.
And I used to take my dog out into the paddock and ride my pet cow back to the dairy.
Bang. How about that, Ollie? Can't do that with a horse.
Wow. Is there a festival for that kind of thing? No, I didn't think so, because that would look very lame. I'm sorry, Emily, but that's the truth.
You obviously can ride a horse, Ollie. That's what I was saying. Also, on 13, 12, 16,
I'm too angry to listen to what you're saying, Tom.
We've got Mark.
My own thoughts are spinning. Mark, get behind me, please. Are horses cooler than cows?
Nah.
This is insane. How can there be a 3-versus-1 battle that... All right, Mark, what's your... Are you another cow lover who's had dairy influences?
Yeah.
Yeah. The milk's poisoned you.
My theory is you can eat a cow, you can't eat a horse.
Yeah, but by that theory, a chicken's cooler than a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well. Tom, we have been talking about weddings, and I just want to recap on some exciting stuff that happened earlier in the show, Tom.
That is right. We're going to be choosing our very lucky couple to get married for our tour pop-up wedding, which is happening in about 3 or 4 weeks' time now.
We spoke to a guy at about 7 o'clock who I met on the weekend and who revealed to me that it's actually possible to be a priest at a wedding, despite not being an official celebrant. We had given up on this because we'd been told you've got to be a celebrant, takes months of training and $800. We gave up. But this loophole is an absolute gem, and I'm really pleased I found it. Have a listen to the Steve describe it. It's a bit dodgy, but it may work.
The process of becoming the priest wasn't really the hard part. Just Googling it and then paying them an online fee.
What did it cost you?
$28.95.
Oh, well, that is way cheaper. What was the name of the church that you did with?
It was about 4 or 5 years ago. It was the Church of the Rising Sun.
is that a big church?
No, I'm pretty sure I was probably the only person.
So it is unorthodox, Tom, no doubt. I know you're a bit wary of me being the priest, but I think it's by no means too dodgy for us. I'm happy to do it.
Well, I don't...
You know what I wish? I wish there was on the forms we sent out, a drop-down box that says, are you happy with dodgy, unorthodox priests? administering your wedding? And if they said yes, we'd choose them. It'd be easy.
Well, so this is legal, isn't it? Like, you're allowed to become a priest online from some online church, and then you marry someone. Now, the issue...
Providing a celebrant is there to watch. And that will happen. And that there will be a legal celebrant there, so don't feel like we are crossing God.
Ollie...
We're not. We love God. Nah, we don't love God. We don't mind God. We're open to God being a thing. I'm open to be convinced. I'm agnostic. I'm agnostic, Tom.
This is the exact reason why I don't want you to be this person at this wedding. This is exactly why I don't want you to be a priest marrying someone. That exact reason there, Ollie. You can't even learn a script. You can't even say the right thing, even when you're given
the right opportunity. To be your wife? Husband. Husband to be your wife. Do you guys want to get married? Will you guys be a married couple?
This is why.
Please, marry, kiss now, goodbye. God. Have some drinks, have a good night, everyone. I've been the priest. Have a great one.
It's not
nervous,
happening.
Nervous priest.
Oh, God, hang on.
It is happening. It is happening, Tom, so you better get used to it. Tom, the health app on the iPhone, it's the app with the white background and the red heart. It's new, it's weird, I never use it, and I don't get it. But I met a guy, Josh, who was a friend of mine from soccer, who has a really weird use for the health app. Do you ever use it?
Yeah, it's a great way to track my steps and to show me how many flights of...
Steps, you said, yeah?
Yeah.
Great way to track your steps.
Yeah.
Funny you say that, because why? Josh from soccer, he uses it to not track his steps, but to track his sex, Tom.
What?
Yeah, but let me not do it myself. I'll let Josh explain it all for you. I've got him on the phone right now. Josh, mate, what do you use this app for?
Health app. Well, I noticed the other week when I was just sort of at home flicking through my phone that you can track your sexual activity with it.
Now, this is a use that I haven't used before, neither has Tom, as we discussed. Now, exactly how does it work?
So, basically... Every time you have sex, you can jump in there and record whether you use protection or not, what time of day it was, and keep track of how many times each month you're having sex.
Oh, wow. I can imagine this could be quite useful. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it useful? I'm trying to work out how it's useful for you, Josh. Like, what is the purpose?
Well, at the time it was just a bit of fun, but that actually had quite a useful purpose. We were out at a party the other weekend with my girlfriend. Yeah. And she decided to start saying that apparently we weren't having sex enough. And I was able to stop her right there and just say, well, hang on, let me get out the physical proof. And produce the fact that we'd had sex, I think it was 22 times in the month.
Oh, well, there you go, Josh.
And that was after she'd had a week where obviously, all the ladies have to have a week off. So I thought that was pretty good for my part.
Well, numbers aren't bad.
Well, and your girlfriend must be liking that as well, and that's really good.
But Josh, I saw when you showed me the figures of the monthly data, after you had that 22 month, you only had 8 the next month. What's the deal with that one, mate?
I got a little garbage. I stopped recording it for a little while there because I thought Sally might have liked it, but she actually informed me she wanted me to keep doing it.
Okay. I thought you had a quiet month, but no, not true.
No. I try and keep the levels up. Don't want to miss it out.
Thanks, Josh. You bloody champ.
Tom, 2 weeks ago, you took 2 minutes out of everyone's broadcast time to ask me for a hug on the air.
Yeah.
Well, and it was a raw moment.
I just wanted to be reminded of what, human interaction and contact feels like.
It was bleak at the time, but, I mean, you assured me it was all a bit of fun, but, you still wanted that hug.
Love hugs.
Now, since then, we've spoken to a relationship expert. We've investigated the idea of what a cuddle party is, and we've done some learning and we've done some research, which leads us now to me presenting, Tom, this to you, because it's all for you, this. I'm proud to now officially say and officially launch what will be called Cuddle Party 2016.
Yeah! Yes.
Thank you, live audience.
But hang on, Ollie, what is a cuddle party?
Now, good question, Tom, because most people who we've asked, we asked Steph and Dennis this morning from Neighbours, he hadn't heard of one, but he liked the idea of it. Well, here's someone who can explain exactly what it is to you now. This is Luke McGregor. He had a show on ABC just recently all about intimacy.
I think it's still going. You can watch it Wednesday nights, 9 p.m.
And in episode
two,
it was, he went to a cuddle party. So here's him explaining what they are.
They started popping up in New York around 10 years ago and basically involve a bunch of strangers cuddling each other, which is great because cuddling is known to release oxytocin, a chemical that can reduce stress and anxiety.
And if there's something that I've got lots of, it's stress and anxiety. So give me some kettles, baby.
So that sounds fun, a bit weird, a bit different. Granted, yes, it is. But I think it'll be a great experience. The only issue is right now, Tom, it's just you and me. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not pumped for that. I know you're probably like, well, that's what I asked for in the first place. So yeah,
but I didn't
that.
Ask for an hour of that.
No. Cuddle Party 2016 is happening on Thursday.
Yeah.
This Thursday for an hour.
Yeah.
Live on the show from 8 till 9.
Thursday? It's Tuesday.
Yes. That is why we need and we want and we would love to have you along to Cuddle Party 2016.
Yeah.
Now, why would you do it?
I don't know.
To save me and Tom from a private hug? It's not just us. Izzy from work's keen. She loves hugs, by the way.
Too much. She loves hugs too much.
So she'll be there as well. But we do need people to come along.
I think you ask, why would you come along? Ollie, I can safely say that if you love new experiences, if you love something different, if you love human affection and getting involved, cuddle party's for you.
Yeah.
Cuddle party's for you.
Totally. And if you want to start the day in a unique, different, pleasure receptor, you know, intimacy, box-ticking experience, then this is it.
I would like to stress, no non-sexual.
It's not sexual. It is very much just get in touch, get close, get physical, and be at one with other people.
Are we doing this now, Ollie? Are we putting it to the phones? Are we seeing who wants to be involved? It's going to be a long shot.
It's going to be
a huge long shot.
No, well, I think it might go off, Tom, so I'm going to cap it at 10 people. We have 10 spots.
Okay.
We can't accept any more, so, you know, the phones are going to start buzzing probably.
13, 12, 16. The biggest long shot of our careers. Would you like to be a part of Cuddle Party 2016? Applications are now open.
Applications, it's just say yes and you're in.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Just say yes and you're in.
Ollie, we're a big fan of this guy. He obviously was on The Bachelor, but he's got a brand new fitness app out now. His name's Sam Wood, and it's called 2828 by Sam Wood, and we've got him on the phone now. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Mate. No worries, buddy. This is very exciting for you. You're launching this whole new thing today. Can I ask, it says here that it's perfect for busy mums, corporates, and basically anyone. How is it for sluggish 25-year-old radio hosts who have Xbox?
You are our key demographic, my friend.
There you go,
right,
Tom.
Right up your alley.
Picture to Tom.
That morning radio out of the way, you can just find 28 minutes and no excuses.
All right, great.
I can do that.
Why don't you give us a rundown of what it involves? Obviously, it's 28 minutes, 28 days is a commitment. What else?
So we've just finished our first 2 months. So April's just kicked off. So it's not too late for people to join for April, but you do a different 28-minute workout on video with me every day. You get a weekly personalised eating plan with shopping lists and recipes. But I guess the thing that really sort of sets us apart from other online programs is it's very interactive in real time with me. So I'm your trainer for the full 28 days. I'm on video to our private group, you know, of 28ers anywhere from 2 to 10 times a day, answering questions, keeping people on track.
Wow.
Right. Making sure people stay motivated and educating them as they go along.
Yeah.
You know, after finishing just the first 2 months on the weekend just gone, we, you know, we've had people that joined in from the start of Feb and they've already lost up to 15 kilos in 2 months and have really changed their lives. So it's been incredible.
Massive. Well, it does say spend 28 minutes, hot, sweaty minutes with Sam every day. So it's,
that's right.
I can see the market you're working at towards here, and I like it.
Sam, I've been checking out on the website as well, and Snez does get involved with a couple of cooking plans as well.
She does. I'm the first to admit that she's far better in the kitchen than me. So, she's helped with some recipes and there's some Macedonian dishes in there that she's been big pushing, and my brother, who's a chef as well, has helped out with some of the food. And we've got thousands of people signed up all over the world, which has really blown us away, seeing as we're only a couple of months old.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Now, is it too late to join for April? Because April started on Monday, the April program. Are we too late to join up now?
No, it's not. So April shuts tomorrow. So jump on board, head to the website, which is 28bysamwood.com. Check it out for more info, and I promise you, you'll get great results and really enjoy the program.
Well, there you go, Tom. Still time to join up, so no excuses.
Hey, I am
keen. That's right. You were hoping that it was just too late, weren't you?
No, I am actually keen, Sam. Any reason to spend 28 hot, sweaty minutes with you, I'm in there.
Great. Hey, Sam, you mentioned SNES. Can I ask you to hang around? I've got a few questions to ask you on some other topics aside from 28, SNES, The Bachelor, etc. Can you hang around for a second?
Of course I can, mate. No worries at all.
Sam, thank you so much for sticking around. We've got Sam Wood. He's got a new program called 28 by 28 by Sam Wood. You can go to 28bysamwood.com to find out all about the amazing program that he's got going. But Sam, look, we want to jump straight in here. Ollie, do you want to take over?
Yeah, Sam, you mentioned SNES before and the team behind 28. Can I ask, like, I mean, you and SNES post-Bachelor, it must be difficult forming and keeping a relationship going, and you guys seem great together, but is it difficult in the spotlight having all this attention on you guys?
Look, the short answer is yes. It's a pretty steep learning curve.
Yeah.
You go from complete obscurity to, you know, everyone knowing who you are in such a quick period of time.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone's super friendly. Just wants to say good day or grab a photo. It's not really hard to be nice to people, I don't think. So, we get on with our normal lives as much as we can. And obviously, when we're both at work, no one gives a stuff about us. There's no special treatment here. It's just normal, you know, getting on with our normal lives. So
totally.
We surround ourselves with friends and family and keep things, as normal as possible. When we do go out for breakfast or something, obviously people come up to you, but you know what? It's all part of it, and it's been fun. It's been a roller coaster, but it's been fun.
I think that is one of the reasons why people are so gravitated towards you, because you are such natural, beautiful people that are so open. Which is why we're going to ask you this next question, Sam.
Yeah, that's a nice segue. where are we going with this,
Sam? Look, recently I've been on the show. I've been talking about, you know, wanting hugs from people a lot. And Ollie threw out the possibility of running a cuddle party. Now, have you ever heard of a cuddle party, Sam?
No, this is a new one.
They are new. I first saw them on the ABC show Lukewarm Sex with Luke McGregor. He has been investigating them. You've seen that, maybe. Essentially, it's a room full of people who just, they're strangers, and they cuddle for like an hour or two just to feel some intimacy. What do you think about that? We're trying to get Tom involved in one.
I say he goes for it. I think it's all about opening yourself up to new experiences.
I thought maybe on The Bachelor you might have experienced a similar thing, or was that wouldn't happen?
Oh, look, I see where you're going with this. There's probably a little bit of that in it. It's definitely testing the water with different girls, both physically and emotionally. So
it's all about
see where you boys are heading.
No, it's all about connecting emotionally and physically, Sam. And I think a cuddle party could be a way to do that. I'd love to get you involved for a cuddle party. That could be quite fun. But it is all above board. There's nothing wrong with it. It's all very nice. And
it all starts with cuddles, and you'll see what happens, right?
Exactly. Hey, we'll let you go, Sam. But can I ask one last question? Richie, obviously the new Bachelor this year. How's he going to go?
Yep.
What's his biggest challenge, do you think?
Inside info tells me he'll go well. I've obviously, the guys that looked after me on the show that I've become good mates with are now taking good care of him. And I've never met Richie, so I'm only going from what I've heard, but apparently he's a good fella. So I'm definitely wishing him the best of luck.
Awesome. Sam, thank you so much for joining us here on Star FM. You can check out 28 by Sam Wood at 28bysamwood.com. It's an amazing fitness and workout program that I definitely want to sign up to. And you've got one more day to do it for April. Thank you, Sam.
Good on you guys. Thanks very much.
Ollie, we are trying desperately to get people involved on 13, 12, 16 for a cuddle party. Now, what is a cuddle party? We basically,
it's a big ask,
like, lie in a room where we all hug and touch each other, non-sexual, all above board, and it's all because I asked you for a hug one day. Now, Ollie, we have asked on 13, 12, 16 for people to call. Someone has called. Should I go to them? I don't know. I don't have no idea whether it's about the cuddle party.
It's probably not for us. It's probably a missed call or something for someone else.
Should I go to it? Okay.
Yeah, look, not good, Tom. What I'm sensing here is we need a change of tact.
Right.
And I've got an idea.
Okay, well, I thought, because we didn't receive any calls on 13, 12, 16, I thought, well, maybe we could do radio blackmail, you know, where we play a sound effect over and over again. It's the Canton ad.
No,
just in case. What?
I don't want to go down that path. No, I've got a much better idea.
To get people involved in the cuddle party?
I'm going to fix the cuddle party, and here it is.
Okay, cool. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Drum roll?
May I present to you?
Okay.
The renamed event, Tom and Ollie's exclusive cuddle party. That's right, it's exclusive. It's capped at four people.
Yeah!
can't come. You can't come. You know what? You can't come. Tom will be there. I'll be there. Izzy from work will be there. Oh, and my coach at soccer, Chait, will be there. Aside from that, it's exclusive.
You haven't convinced me yet, Ollie. So what?
What do you mean I haven't convinced you?
Well, you basically all you've done is rename it. I mean, no. There's still only going to be
in
four
marketing,
people.
In marketing, it's called a repitch or a shifting of the goalposts.
Can't we just try and at least make it to five?
No. No. If someone wanted to call up, maybe the exclusivity would be stretched by another person. But at this stage, I'm capping it at four because I'm the organiser of this event.
Okay, so from now on, we call this event Tom and Ollie's exclusive cuddle party 2016.
Yep. And basically, you can't come. If you're not invited, if you haven't said yes so far, unfortunately, you can't get involved because it's exclusive and it's capped at four.
I mean, this is a good tactic, Ollie. So, when you've got an exclusive section in a club, you know, where it's roped off.
Bollards, mate. It's all about the bollards and the rope.
You always want to get behind the bollards.
We need some bollards at the cuddle party, I reckon.
Well, somebody has caught up. 13, 12, 16. Mate. Good morning. You are live on the radio. Who's this? Hello. Hello, who's this? Turn your radio off. You're live on the radio.
Oh, God. Hold
on.
Hello.
Hey, g'day.
Hey, turn your radio down, mate. It is causing havoc across the airwaves.
Glaring.
Who are you? You're live on the radio.
Hey, I'm just pulling over because I'm being naughty.
Just pulling over. Okay. Well, you should have pulled over before you've given us a call. What's your name, though?
I'm Heather.
Heather? Have you heard about the cuddle party idea?
Oh, I have. I'm driving into town listening to it now.
Heather, okay. I'm very sorry, but I've just renamed it the exclusive cuddle party. It's capped at four people. Did you want to come?
I know. Yeah, I do.
You do want to come, Heather?
Yeah, Ollie, I'd like to be an exclusive.
Ollie, can you make an exception for Heather?
I just printed out four tickets to the event, so this is awkward.
But mine.
I'm going to photocopy mine. A fifth ticket has been made available for you, Heather. You're coming to the exclusive cuddle party. Yes. But that's it. But no more, Heather. So tomorrow, 8 o'clock at the station, you can be here?
I can.
Oh, man, it's going to be great. Prepare to get connected and intimate without being sexual.
Ollie, your idea works.
It works.
Right now, though, Ollie, 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning, it's time for the search for the greatest segment of all time. It's Ideas Bonanza.
Let me hear you say that Ideas Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A-I-I, Ideas Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
Ollie, I've heard that people stop what they're doing, turn the radios up and just, you know, put their head on their hands and just listen for the next 15 minutes.
Well, this is your time to shine, Tom. This is the one space in the show where I just give you complete control, and usually you stuff it up. So what do you got?
Well, Ollie, your girlfriend has been texting me nonstop this week going, Tom, I've got an idea for you. I need to do it on Ideas Bonanza. And I've been Sarah, I've got enough ideas. I don't need your ideas. But look, it's your girlfriend. I thought I'd do you a favour and get Sarah on the show. Good morning, Sarah.
A favour?
Well, I mean, you texted me so much this week, Sarah.
Non-stop. I've got nothing else to do with my time.
Now, Sarah, you've got an idea for me for Ideas Bonanza.
I do.
It's weird
because
I don't need them, that's all. Like, Tom, I actually have a really good one.
You've got heaps because
I have a really good one.
In the past, we've used Scott's idea about drive-through snap.
Ollie, this week my idea was going to be about something I purchased, which is going to be very beneficial to this partnership. But look, your girlfriend came in with an idea. So, Sarah.
Oh, thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much for giving us an idea. But what is your idea today for Ideas Bonanza?
Okay, it's a fabulous idea, if I do say so myself.
That fits the idea, the mould of Ideas Bonanza, is to pump up your idea first up. Thomas spends a good minute on that.
Exactly, so that's what I'm just following the structure that you set for me. So the name of my idea is called Toot If You Tuned In. Toot.
Toot if you tuned in.
Gotta get that toot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Even got an opener song for it. That's good.
Now, so the theory is that it's often you're driving around in the morning and you look to the car beside you and they're lolling at something and you're like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. I wonder what they're listening to.
Sure.
Are they listening to the same station as me?
Yeah, sure.
So what the idea is, I'll hand over to you at the end of this, Tom, so you can run it. But
sure.
Anyone who's in their car tuned into Tom and Ollie, when you do a countdown from five, they all honk their horns. And so if you hear anyone tooting at the same time, you're like, dude, you listen to the same channel as me.
Oh, wow. Sarah, you have outdone yourself. Oh, what a brilliant idea.
It's a happy little Tom here, Sarah.
Oh,
you've done well.
Sarah.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. It's no longer the search for the best idea ever. You've got it.
We've clocked on his bonanza,
Tom. We've clocked it. Okay, Sarah. This is happening right after Stressed Out 21 Pilots. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome, boys.
Thanks, babe.
We're going to play Toot if you tune in right after this. Right now it is the search for the best idea ever. It's called Ideas Bonanza.
Let me hear you say that Ideas Bonanza. B-O-N-A-N-Z-A. Ideas Bonanza. B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
It's not aggressive at all. Wow. We are searching for the best idea ever. It is a highlight of everyone's week, I know that for sure. And your girlfriend Sarah Ollie has given us a corker of an idea for this week, even though I didn't need it.
She has done well.
It's a game called Toot if you're tuned in. Ollie, sing the theme song.
So give me that toot toot, gonna get that beep beep.
That's it. That's all we need. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Should
for
I
that.
Keep the under music going while you talk?
No,
like
that's
that.
Fine. Right now, I think I want people to give us a call on 13 12 16 if you're going to participate in this game. What you need to do is if you're driving along in your cars and you are listening right now, all you need to do is at the countdown of five is toot your horn. It's very easy. It's very accessible to do.
It's a bit of a spot poll of who's out
who's
there listening. Yeah.
Yeah, that is good. So please give us a call 13 12 16 if you are going to participate in this game. We'd love to hear from you to see how it goes. But Ollie, I think it's time to play the first ever Toot if you're tuned in.
We'll just get to it. Just get to the countdown.
So I'm going to do a drum roll now and then I'm going to go to the countdown. Everyone get ready to toot your horns at the end of the countdown. Here we go. The countdown starts.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
Toot your horn now! Toot it! Get tooting right now! That's right! Let's see if people have been tooting. Ollie, we are on a 15-second delay, so things could be a bit awkward here, but good morning.
Five.
Oh, we're tuning into the countdown.
Three.
It's like travelling back
two,
in time.
One.
Toot your horn now! Good morning, you're live on the radio. Who are we talking to right now? Hello, sir, madam.
The honking's coming.
Madam, sir. All right, we're going to the next phone call.
Of course, the traffic.
Good morning, you're live on the radio. Who's this?
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
Heading into town, boys.
Hello.
You're heading into town.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Matilda.
Hey, Matilda. Can you turn down your radio on? Did it work?
I probably should call up, eh?
Well, we won't talk to you for too long. Did it work?
I can't hear you.
Okay.
It's not like it worked, Tom. Can I just say once again, if you do call up the show, you've always got to put your radio down.
Always put your radio
down.
It's
very distracting.
Let's go back to number one. See if this person is ready to talk now. Huh? No, they've hung up. Very exciting, though, to be able to tune into the real live tooting 15 seconds after
that
we broadcast it.
A whole lot more better than I thought it would. There was clear, loud honking going on.
Ollie, I asked you for a hug once on the show, and it's just spiraled out of control into a massive deal. Now, you got a relationship expert on, Cyan. He's like, intimacy should be something that is accessible. Why don't you look at the idea of a cuddle party? So, that's what we're doing. And it's happening today at 8 a.m. It is going to be broadcast live across the border. So, if you're listening now, you do have a ticket. All you have to do is listen in at 8 o'clock.
I love hearing you trying to explain the logical flow of that from I needed a hug to now we're doing a cuddle party.
If you don't know what a cuddle party is, it's basically a whole bunch of people in a room just hugging, like on the ground, snuggling.
Well, Tom, I'm the expert on the cuddle parties, mate. I organise the event, the exclusive cuddle party, as it's now called.
Yes.
Well, so I thought I was the expert, Tom, until I was doing some research yesterday, just, you know, catching up, looking at some videos online, and I've stumbled across a bit of video that has got me really worried. Have a listen.
Now, what a lot of people might not know is you can't just hold a cuddle party. There's facilitators that are actually certified.
It's actually like a 24-hour process. You do 24 hours with our main trainer, Len Daly, and then you still do your practice cuddle parties and get certified that way.
That's from the morning.
That's not good.
That's from the morning show in the US.
I am not a certified facilitator. So I'm freaking out a little bit.
Sure.
I don't.
Ollie, you're good at facilitating things, though.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
This is a whole new level of. I don't know what's gonna. It's gonna be five of us in a room hugging you, me, Izzy, from work, Chate, my soccer coach, and Heather, who called up yesterday. She's from Yak. I don't know if I can handle it. Can we? Here's what I think. Can we call Cyan, the guy who encouraged us to do this whole thing?
He's a relationship expert on the border.
Maybe he'll do it. Like, it's a long shot.
So we
ask
him.
Last minute. But can we call him and ask him?
All right, I'll put the number in now.
Hello.
Hey, Cyan, you've heard about the cuddle party we're hosting at 8 o'clock, yeah?
No, I missed that.
Oh. Well, look, we're hosting a cuddle party, right?
And 8 o'clock.
Myself, Ollie, I'm meant to be facilitating or running the event.
Yep.
And I've kind of, in this last moment of, you know, right before the event, I've realised that I may not have the skills required. You know what I mean? And I'm wondering if I have...
So you need some cuddle help.
I need a facilitator, someone who's experienced in this kind of thing, and yeah. I'm looking at you.
Well, I think that's a good idea.
Would you be free this late notice to be able to come and facilitate the cuddle party?
Look, I think professionally I would be lapsed and not... And I actually say that. I know we have a little play and toy and stuff like that. But, yeah, it can bring out stuff.
Right.
People,
okay.
Potentially.
You're being quite serious, aren't you?
Well, it can. It brings up stuff around intimacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet.
That is amazing. I'm thinking my coach from soccer, Chate, he might start crying. And if he does that, I don't want to be the one who's having to deal with that.
Yeah, you'd have to go cuddle him. And that might bring up whole issues again.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Much.
Well, we'll see you here at 8 o'clock, mate. Thanks for that. So we're hosting a wedding thanks to Atura. Atura Albury, not your typical hotel. Head to aturaalbury.com.au for any of their stuff. But, Tom, we're pretty pumped, and tomorrow we're choosing someone to be the couple.
Right? I can't believe this.
It's massive.
It's happening in 3 weeks' time. If you're listening now, you've got a very special ticket to this person's wedding because it will be broadcast live across the border on April 29.
But, I mean, I'm feeling the pinch here because I feel a bit of responsibility in the fact that we had 300 applications.
Yep.
I want to give everyone who applied a fair chance and a fair crack at it.
Let's be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, some forms are better than others. Yeah. Some people just wrote, embarrassing story, fell over. So that's not gonna get you a wedding.
No offense to that person.
I do feel like I want to race through and get through as many as possible, Tom.
Okay.
So yesterday, I did some work behind the scenes. I got on the phone as many people as I could and spoke to them about their application.
Hello.
Hey, is that Rachel?
Yes.
Hey, Rachel, it's Tom and Ollie from Star FM. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Well, it's just Ollie here, really. I'm sort of doing some background work on all these wedding applications.
Yes, I've been listening to that. I've been waiting to hear what was going to happen.
Yeah, cool. Well, hey, this is your turn to have a little speak.
Okay, fantastic.
Awesome. All right. Well, Rachel, what is your idea for a theme for the wedding?
I would love to have a night in Paris.
A night in Paris. Now, I do like this theme. Are you aware, though, that that's also the name of the infamous Paris Hilton sex tape?
Oh, my gosh. Is it really?
Yes.
No.
It's called A Night in Paris. Cancel it?
No nights in Paris.
No nights in Paris. I was wondering if that's what you were going for. I thought maybe that was the idea.
No, that is way off.
Okay, so just French flags, cheese, Eiffel Towers.
And a baguette.
Awesome. Hey, Rachel, tell me as well, what about your first date? What happened on your first date?
On our first date, he picked me up and he took me to Broadgate in Wodonga.
Great.
And being a chef, I was very, very excited. However, I was deeply disappointed that he wore board shorts.
Oh, no, you can't go to Broadgate in board shorts.
I know.
It's like the fanciest place going round. It's in Wodonga, isn't it?
It is, and it's absolutely fabulous.
Oh, so, but it wasn't a deal breaker for you?
No, I think if I worried too much about the board shorts, then it would really reflect on the sort of person I am. So I let the board shorts slide.
Great. Well, Rachel, it sounds good, and I hope that we can make a night in Paris happen, not the porn one.
No, not the porn one. We'll keep it PG rated.
Awesome, Rachel. So there you go, Tom.
What was that?
What? That was a chat with Rachel.
You said that you had a world record amount of people that you called. Yeah, you just had a chat with Rachel.
Yeah, well, I got hungry.
And you mentioned the P word.
What?
No.
Oh, well, I got bored, okay? But that's Rachel, so she's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it was funny. We are going to be choosing our couple for a tour of pop-up wedding tomorrow on the show. So if you've applied, you need to be listening from 6 on Friday. Ollie, we're doing a cuddle party at 8 o'clock. What's a cuddle party, I hear you ask? Well, it's where you get in a room full of people. You have a bit of a snuggle. Yeah, a little bit of a cuddle.
Beanbags, mattresses, cushions.
And it's all come about because I asked Ollie one day for a hug. And he thought, well, let's get you more intimacy in your life.
So, Tom, the correct title is Exclusive Cuddle Party.
Sorry, did
Exclusive Cuddle Party 2016. That we changed that name yesterday after... it was difficult to get 10 people involved, so we've rebranded it as a very much an exclusive 5-person max party.
Now, we've got 5 people coming. Exactly right. We've got Heather, who called up yesterday. Izzy here from work. She loves a hug. Yeah. And you and me. And then also, someone called up on Tuesday. It was your soccer coach, Chase.
It's actually our first person to get involved, which is a bit of a surprise knowing who he... For me, I know what he's like. He's a bit more of a gruffer. I mean, he's a coach. He yells at the team like he's a bit of a gruff guy.
Now, we haven't heard from him since, have we?
Yeah, I'm concerned he might have dropped off and have taken this as a chance to go, I might just step back from the spotlight and hopefully gets forgotten about. No, not on our watch, Tom. So,
not at all.
We should give him a call.
All right, I'll put the number in now. Let's give him a call.
Steve.
Hey, Steve, a.k.a. Chait, it's Tom and Ollie.
Hello, boys, how are you?
Good, mate, just making sure you're still all good for the cuddle party at 8 o'clock.
No problem, where are we going to be, mate?
Just here at the station.
At the station?
At the radio station, yeah, we couldn't get the museum, they're a bit sus.
Oh, were they?
No, we just thought we'd better host it in-house in case anything weird happens, you know? No.
Did you get any more takers?
Yeah, we have one more person involved.
Right, okay.
Heather called up, so it's not just us. There's a total of 5. It's exclusive now.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I haven't heard anything, mate. I've been a bit busy this morning meeting, so...
Nah, so that's all right, mate. Just make sure you bring yourself and your pyjamas.
Pyjamas?
Just in case. We never know what we're going to be doing.
What is the dress code?
What would you feel most comfortable in, Jake?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be cuddling you if you're wearing, like, work, dusty work clothes.
Or leather, like.
All right, I'll just come in my casuals then. Just
yeah. Bring your casuals.
Perfect.
I'll have a Dad and Dave and put a bit of Stink Pretty on and we'll be right.
Yep, do all that.
Yep, Dave.
8 o'clock, we'll see you then.
Cheers, boys. Take it easy.
Tom and Ollie.
Special podcast message. That's right, Tom here. Hey, guys, you know how Ollie's put together this cuddle party thing because I need a bit more intimacy in my life? Well, the whole cuddle party, like, was broadcast over half an hour, right? This podcast's going for a bit too long. So what we've done is we've put the whole cuddle party into its own little special podcast, right? You get it from wherever you're listening to this. It'll be, like, the next one along. And if you go there, you'll find out where Ollie is saying this about his soccer coach, Chait.
Chait, how are you feeling over there on the end of the spoon train, mate?
A little bit awkward, but I'm getting through it.
Chait is just getting through it. Like, for him, it's just survive.
So go listen to the cuddle party. It's up wherever you're listening to this right now. Back to the podcast. Bye. Ollie, we just heard from Jace, who is putting on GeekCon at the Wangaratta Library this Saturday from 1 till 4 p.m. A great event.
All part of Youth Week, Tom, starting this week. It's just for the weekend, really.
Yeah.
But lots of stuff happening around the border, so do check out the Youth Week stuff.
Well, in that chat, though, I ended up getting my geek on a bit, didn't I?
You did.
Talking about heroic levels like easy levels on Halo 4 and
you
stuff.
You went full gamer.
Oh, man.
You geeked out.
Man, I got my geek on.
Geek on.
Got my geek on for GeekCon.
Well, you're of the two of us, you're the geek. I mean, I'm not a geek. I'm sorry to say it. And I don't relate to the geek stuff that you get into.
This is an issue, Ollie.
Yeah, it is.
This is an issue.
No, it's not. I don't mind.
Well, what I thought we might do right now is I really want you to try right now and get your geek on, okay? Just like start talking about some geeky things that you've done maybe.
I'm not a geek.
It's easy, Ollie. It's easy. All you have to do is get your geek on.
Get your geek on. Get your geek on.
See, it's easy.
Did you sing that?
Yeah, I sung that.
I get my geek on.
So it's simple. Maybe it's a new app, a sci-fi film that's coming out, or like a cool website or something. I mean, what do you want to get your geek on with?
Okay, well, I did see the Star Wars trailer.
Oh, okay.
The new Star. Everyone's talking about this new Star Wars trailer. It's all across Facebook.
Yeah,
it's called The Rogue.
Yeah.
Rogue One.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Star Wars man, but I did like the trailer. It looks pretty cool.
So?
Get your geek on.
I'm getting my geek on.
Get your geek on
about the Star Wars trailer.
Well, let's do it. 13, 12, 16. I want you to get your geek on. Maybe it's a cool new app, a brand new comic that's come out, a website that you've been to, a great gift that you've seen. 13, 12, 16, I'm asking you across the border to get your geek on. Bit of Friday fun. I'm asking a pretty simple question. It's to get your geek on.
Get your geek on. Get your geek on.
That's right. All you have to do is talk about your favourite app, a cool new sci-fi film, or possibly a game that's come out on console.
Wow, you're really selling geekdom there, aren't you? You're really making it sound like the coolest thing going around.
It is.
What's your favourite app?
Ollie.
Ooh, what are you enjoying in the sci-fi world?
Just quickly, thought I'd get my geek on this weekend. I'm going to be going out and I'm going to do it, Ollie. Purchase Fallout 4, so...
Get your geek on. Get your geek on.
What is that? What is that?
The people who know it, know it. Right now on 13, 12, 16, we've got Danny on the phone. Danny, would you like to get your geek on?
Yeah, I've been rereading Harry Potter. I'm really committed.
Okay. What are some of the geeky things in Harry Potter, though? Like, how can you get detail-driven in that book?
Oh, my God. Just by everything. Like, the quotes.
Danny,
page 394.
Get your geek on. Get your geek on.
How old are you, Danny? How old are you?
I'm 25.
25, great.
Yeah,
and just getting into it for the first time, or you're a long-time reader?
I am a long-time. It's really a life choice.
It's a life choice. It really is.
Thank you, Danny, for getting your geek on. We've also got the sports reporter from the Border Mail, Mr. Chris Young. Hello, mate.
Yeah, good boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Hey, Chris. Ginge King.
What up?
Much, mate.
It's me.
You obviously battled in our Street Fighter competition on the border. Who's the best Street Fighter competition on the border? So how would you like to...
Get your geek on. Get your geek on.
Oh, look, I'd be happy to, guys. Look, the new Street Fighter came out a couple of weeks ago, so I've been grinding that pretty heavily.
Grinding it?
Grinding on the controller?
Yeah, man. Necessary for success.
Need some WD-40 on that joystick, I reckon.
Fair call.
Look at me, riffing with the digs.
Ollie, now is the time. I am freaking out a bit because we are putting on a wedding all thanks to Atura. It's a pop-up wedding and not your typical hotel, aturaaubrey.com.au. They do have pop-up wedding packages and we're going to be giving one of these to a very lucky couple.
Yes, Tom, the time has come to choose. We've met a lot of people on this journey the last 2 weeks. We've met, you know, people from Maddie to Courtney, Rachel, Dale, Anise, man, Scott, Jared, so many.
Even Nicole, who called up this morning, who wanted an R&B Fridays wedding. They're all in the mix.
Heidi got stuck in the bath.
Along with 300 applications that came in. Ollie,
that's
only thing that we can do now is call our very special winner and tell them that they've won a wedding and that it's going to be broadcast live across the border on April 29. And if you're listening right now, you have an invitation to this wedding. You can come along and watch or you can listen live through your radio.
Mm.
Ollie, I think this person's going to be a bit in shock.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise for them and they're not going to know how to take it, but that's okay. They will learn.
Ollie?
and they'll become acclimatized to how this whole thing works as it goes along.
Ollie, it's time for me to put them a number in now and let's give our winner a call. Freaking out.
Hello, Rhiannon speaking.
Hi, Rhiannon. Is that Rhiannon Bray?
Yes.
Rhiannon, it's Tom and Ollie here.
How are you going?
Good, Rhiannon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, good. Look, we're sorting out all this marriage stuff, you know. Yep. Weddings are a buzz and a lot of forms have come across the desk here, Rhiannon, and we've been going through them a lot and really sifting through them, haven't we, Tom?
Yeah.
And I guess we just want to say one thing.
You're getting married!
Oh my God, that's exciting.
Yeah. Rhiannon, that is right. You are getting married at an Atura pop-up wedding that's happening in a couple of weeks' time.
We don't know who it'll be with.
No, it'll be with Dean.
I hope it's with Dean. That'd be great.
Yeah, it's with Dean. And it's going to be an amazing event.
We are going to be broadcasting this wedding live across the border. That's right. Wow. Your wedding ceremony. That's going to be happening live. Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it, actually. I'm shaking. This is crazy.
Tom, we're talking on 13, 12, 16, high school production gone wrong. After New Zealand school, in Auckland, in fact, did Sweeney Todd, the Johnny Depp story of the maniacal hairdresser. Their opening night, though, didn't go to plan after two guys received cuts to the throat, which you would not think would happen. You'd think there'd be some screens and checks and, hey, we won't use real blades or we'll do this, guys. But no, nope, real blades and the guys have gone to hospital. So.
High school production's gone wrong on 13, 12, 16. We've got Mahalia. What happened, Mahalia, to your high school production?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I was playing the lead role of Alice in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, cute.
So I was on stage
the entire time.
Oh, thank you.
For getting the lead. I know it's a big deal high school.
Stop it. Yeah, it was a pretty big deal. Really cool. Yeah. Anyway, so basically I wasn't off stage. Like, there was no time that I wasn't on stage except for maybe two scenes. Ooh, so
bragging.
It starts. 5 minutes in, I feel like I thought I had a cold and snot dribbling down my nose.
Oh, no.
And I looked down and on my white apron that I was wearing, there's blood everywhere.
What?
I had a blood nose for the entire production and I couldn't stop it. And I just had to keep going with it and stopping tissues up there.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That's like a Sweeney Todd meets Alice in Wonderland horror story.
Oh, God, so much blood, like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
What a horrible, that's a nice story, Alice in Wonderland, and it's just been defouled by blood.
Oh, my gosh. And by the time, our curtain call came at the end, I just burst into tears because it was so stressful.
So you've got tears and blood streaming down your face.
So much blood.
Someone get this girl a professional acting gig.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.